You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. You can call in if you'd like. I see the Fed has invented a simpler way for the U.S. to mint to print money. It's of course, in different color, but it's still worth its weight in paper. Anyway, I knew this was going to happen. Trump's bailout of the so-called farmers. The U.S. farmers' economic, these guys that all deal with the economy of the farming with this government bailout money. This is where $6.3 billion U.S. dollars to farmers impacted by the sanctions and tariffs and stuff. I knew it would go to the big corporations. And we see that now where these other farmers, especially North Dakota and stuff, are talking about and this was in an article over there in the Chinese news. But the USDA was going to determine what sector would receive how much money, and was it politically motivated? And, of course, we know it's politically motivated because we're in a corporate fascism. And if anyone can't see that, I mean, they have to be actually blind there. But it goes on to talk about the farmers themselves aren't getting what, like, say, with corn, for instance. They're not getting what is normal for a bushel of corn. It's down to, like, 44 cents a bushel. We have to think about how much water and stuff it takes to – I mean, seriously, I live in a farming area here. And if you realize how many thousands of gallons of water are evaporated from corn and why they have to water stuff, you know, that stuff so much – but you have to think what their irrigation fees and stuff are. It gets to the point where the little farmer cannot afford to pay those massive fees for water and stuff to raise corn and then not be paid what the market value is, because the U.S. in this case, this article highlights that the U.S. is pushing its soybeans, and we know that all soybeans produced in the United States are genetically modified. And this is the same thing with Duterte down there in the Philippines, where when he started buying Russian arms, he said he was buying Russian arms because it came without strings, i.e. that to buy U.S. arms, you'd have to buy U.S. genetically modified seeds. And you can look up, again, through your own browser, of course, about how many countries in Europe have rejected U.S. genetically modified seeds. And why people have turned to Russia because of Russia's massive, bountiful harvest up there. Again, I think it's the third year in a row. Russia doesn't use genetically modified grain. And so people are turning to that. And then we see, what was it on health, the health ranger there? Of the 50-some-odd listed cereals, that 44 of them had pesticides and or traces of Roundup in the actual cereals. And this is what your children basically are eating. Of course, I got a sister that loves cereal there too. But the point is what becomes a toxicity level to where the cancers and stuff start, and they don't care. They want you to consume these products, and of course, hey, you know, buy health insurance, and of course, sit there and suffer and suffer and suffer, go through all the treatments, chemo, all this stuff, and then make sure that you have your health insurance like that, because you don't want to leave your debt to your loved ones. But they don't care about you. It's profit only. That's why when I noticed here, like in Kalispell, they have a really nice hospital in Kalispell at the Kalispell Regional there. But I always notice that they're always building new wings. And it's like, if they're always building new wings, that means that people are continually getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And a lot of it is due to nutrition. And this has been confirmed in so many different reports that as people get sicker, more health care is needed, let alone the 400 doctors that have committed suicide this last year and a half. Imagine studying for 8 or so years to become a doctor and then commit suicide because it just, you know, everything is being ran out. Now back to another story here. The Gray Zone Project has released scenes from an investigative Al Jazeera undercover documentary, The Lobby. And this is USA, whose publication was blocked by the government of Qatar under the Israeli lobby pressure. And this footage reveals how the Emergency Committee on Israel's Executive Director, Noah Pollack, and the right-wing Hoover Institution organized a protest aimed at disrupting the 2016 Students for Justice in Palestine. Again, Israel doesn't want any criticism of what they're doing. And, of course, the United States doesn't want any criticism. And if you look at what Nikki Haley says, why are you picking on Israel? You know, and it's so bad that the United States is going to pull out of the Human Rights Organization. Been watching the earthquakes here lately. They're starting to uptick again here. But anyway, here's another story I thought was kind of funny. Austerity. The IMF is pushing for more social cuts in Ukraine. I looked up Ukraine. Do you know that the average person on a pension in Ukraine makes $50, $50 US a month to survive on? And now we have these trade wars with Gazprom and the gas going through there and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. These people are supposed to be able to heat their homes and stuff through the winter on $50 a month. I mean, don't people see what this, I don't know if you want to call it capitalism or what like that, but what this monetary system is doing to people around the world through austerity. It's breaking up families. People are losing their homes, their apartments, their cars, everything like that. And who gets bailed out? The bankers. The bankers always get bailed out. Anyway. In lieu of the Ukraine there, it says the current IMF program, which is under the Ukraine, has received $8.7 billion of a potential $17.5 billion and is scheduled to expire in March of next year. The IMF has not released any funds to the country since April of 2017. Remember, this is the country where the United States and that pushed over there overthrew the legally democratically elected government, which was coming up for election, and destroyed that country. And now we see that it is ramping up over there with heavy equipment being moved in, military, of course, and the targets on Donbass, the assassination of the military leader over there. I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to try it. But anyway, he was sitting down in a cafe there, and he was targeted there, and what was interesting, though, was to watch the videos from the mourners there in the thousands and thousands and thousands that came out in respect for that guy that lost his life. And this was a guy fighting for his country, whereas you got those like John McCain and stuff where you see thousands and thousands that sit there and they idolize this guy that has been behind all these wars like the Ukraine and others that have cost – God, I don't know how many thousands or millions of lives. Like I say, they lionize war criminals and those that are the ones that are doing stuff to protect their country, freedom fighters, if you will. They're only hailed in their own countries. you never see President Trump or any of these guys saying, my condolences in a tweet or something like that to whatever. Russia does, of course, and Russia does that all over the world. It doesn't matter whether it's America or anything like that Russia will sit there and say, they send their condolences for your loss or whatever like that. But the United States never does that. Another earthquake. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Two of Robert Mueller's prosecutors quit the office of special counsel, and the Justice Department have confirmed that this week. His prosecutors, Ryan Dickey and Brian Richardson, two of the major junior lawyers, quit Mueller's team. It was a spokesman for the special counsel that said that neither Dickey nor Richardson left the office because of political allegations and the appearance of bias or any other wrongdoing, CNN reported. Mueller's team of angry Democrat lawyers is now down to 15 from 17. You have to think of that. 17 different lawyers on this witch hunt. You know what? Yeah, I know Trump is a billionaire. He's dealt with Russia. He's got investments all over the place like that. So they're trying to find some collusion in that. In the meantime, has been noted even by Judicial Watch that as they go after Trump repeatedly in this good cop versus bad cop thing, none of the crimes of Hillary are being exposed. The Pakistan IT guy. The servers, the destroyed BlackBerry phones and stuff. I mean, this is destruction of evidence and everything like that. And no one's going after what Hillary did. And then, of course, Judicial Watch, I think, just found five or seven more of these highly classified documents on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And it just goes on and on. But where is the justice? And I have highlighted this before. When you think about what's being done in D.C., and then you see a traffic stop where a guy is pulled over because his license plate illuminator is out, and the cops want to escalate that into something to look for an arrest or something, the little guys get picked on, and the big guys that run the whole system there and cover for each other, they walk free. And this is this corporate political fascism that we have today. And I don't think there's a racism problem here in this country. I mean, yeah, they got people that don't like each other and stuff like that. I had another video. Where's that at? Where's my time at? I had that other video here. All right. This is a liberal. This is how people are. This is a liberal who calls 911. Ken, you want to run that one?
Emergency 911.
Hi, can I get an escort from the McIntyre Library to my car? Because I'm feeling really unsafe right now.
Why do you say that?
There's a bunch of Trump people, and I just walked by, and it's not very safe right now.
What do you mean, not very safe? We don't have any officers available. Did somebody make threats to you, or?
I mean, I feel like my physical threat is, like, physical safety is at, like, a threat. I don't feel comfortable walking over there because I feel like they might jump me or something like that. I just need someone to walk me to my car.
I'm sorry, we don't have the personnel to do that right now.
Okay, all right, then what should I do then?
I don't know.
I watched that there. This is a gal that purposely uses her cell phone to record her calling 911 to get her notoriety like that and gets no recourse from the police, But, it's that threat, and I mean, is this what this country has come down to, that you have to call 911 to get an escort somewhere because you believe a Trump supporter or something like that is going to jump you? Canada to have living in there. Like this Antifa group and stuff like that. They're trying to, even CNN was praising Antifa. You know, it's like I'm going, you know, as I've told Granny out here, it says, this country can't tear itself apart fast enough to please me because it's not the country we grew up in, I tell you. Yeah, I remember like down in Vegas and stuff, you know, yeah, there was a few problems with blacks and stuff like that. And I didn't mind getting called a cracker once in a while like that, you know, but it didn't bother me there. But I remember how people, you know, you'd see a couple of blacks or maybe three or four like that walking down the street. And you might move to the other side like that just in case like that, you know. But, you know, there was none of this morbid fear. Oh, my God, you know. And this is all over a political base. And then, I forget her name, that other Democrat socialist that just won up there, but she was out preaching to children about how bad Trump was. And I'm going, these kids aren't even voters. They might be 12 or 13 or something like that. But she's, I mean, to me, it's like that's a Title 18 violation right there. She's out there trying to subvert the actual sitting president, stuff like that, by going at, you know, and like I say, I don't vote, so I don't give a rat's, you know, willy about it, you know. But I mean, this is I mean, it's so hilarious at times to watch this. Like, it's like, you know, these, and then you wonder, are these people breeding? God, as I've mentioned with Granny there, if they get this so-called dystopian future that they want, God, I feel so sorry for my kids and grandkids that are going to have to grow up into this thing here because, And I think that's why they don't want this country, even under the premise of Make America Great Again, they don't want to see this country thrive. And it has nothing to do with racism or like that. As I've mentioned before, like with Bill Cosby's show, the Huxtables, when that show was playing there and I watched it, you know, I have no problem watching blacks on TV or like that, you know. But more blacks entered college and went out and got degrees and had good jobs. Just like you see blacks in Congress and everything like that, you know, or in the Senate. A man's value or his net worth was based on what he did with himself. If you want to sit around on the slums and stuff and do dope, this K2 pot mixed with fentanyl and stuff like that and trip out and stuff, you know. I guess if that's your goal in life, do it. But other people want to go out there and they want to raise a family, have kids, have a home, get a car, what a truck, 4x4, whatever like that, you know. But there's others that sit there like screaming, Obama's going to buy me a new car, a new phone. He's going to pay off my mortgage. I mean, this is a society today that everyone wants everything free. Just like that quote here the other day about the GOP talking about cutting Medicare and Social Security to fund a pay raise for the GOP. I can't believe how people react sometimes. Anyway, again, as I mentioned here earlier, how the Saudis are now, these pilots that are bombing Yemen, they are going to be trained now by the U.S. here. And this is here is an article here out of Mint Press here. The U.S. has tried to downplay every role they had here in that Saudi-led coalition over there, with including the bombing of that school bus with nearly 50 kids killed. And then, what was it, 3 days later, another 22 got killed of those people trying to flee that area, 22 more children killed. And again, the sheer hypocrisy of the United States, because if there's an alleged chemical attack in Syria there, the U.S. will send 100 Tomahawk missiles there, and Trump will say, the poor children. But you notice he's totally mute on the fact over in Yemen, where 50 children in a school bus get bombed because, hey, an ally did it. Or like Israel, an ally's doing it, you know. The U.S. has now issued a travel advisement here for North Korea. Americans are advised by the State Department in a renewed advisory. Those who travel to the DPRK there, and I like how this is said, should draft a will and discuss funeral wishes with loved ones before heading to North Korea. That's right from the State Department, an actual tweet. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone, on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I was watching an interview from London yesterday morning, and it talked about the U.S. was trying to delay this Idlib thing long enough to be able to evacuate these ISIS-type groups there. And the interview went on to say that the U.S. plans on moving these ISIS groups to Asia and to China's Muslim areas to ferment issues there. So, of course, that the U.S. can then wave their little patriotic flag and say we need to go in there and because of the human rights issues. And, of course, remember, the United States has pulled out of the Human Rights Org. But anyway. In lieu of that, down there in Vietnam, another man has been arrested. And this is interesting here, too, because of the fact that he was arrested for allegedly smuggling weapons from Cambodia, the Ministry of Public Security said. I don't know how to pronounce his name, B-I-N-H, is 48, from the central province, was described as a member of the terrorist group Viet Tan, which was... The guns that were seized were all military guns. and without providing further details, a search of his home yielded that there was 7 guns and over 500 cartridges and documents speaking of undermining the government, they said. Again, it's, where did these guys, I mean, if, when you look at trying to buy a firearm here, and all the details a person has to go through, or if you smoke weed, you can't own one. But the Homeland Security and the ATF armed the cartels in Mexico. The U.S. Congress armed all those rebels, and the State Department gave them those nice Toyota trucks. I wish I could have got one of those things, maybe even used, but without bullet holes in it. Of course, Russia doesn't usually use bullet holes. They usually have a big, huge blast hole in it. But anyway. But where do all these guns come from? There's, like I say, well, we're back to the same thing about whether it's Israel, the United States, selling massive arms supplies around the world, and that's all that matters. Just like listening to Wolf Blitzer when talking with Rand Paul about the genocide over there in Yemen, and Wolf Blitzer said, you know, yeah, but what about the jobs in the arms industry? You know, that's all they care about, arms. So there's no way to actually stop any of this stuff because the biggest purveyors of death are the ones selling the arms. And of course, again, it's used as a premise to preemptively go into an area to strike down whatever it is in Somalia where they just, you know, sold arms to. And it's not just Israel, it's Germany, it's France, and all these other countries. They're the biggest purveyor of death. And that's where your sons and grandsons and daughters and trannies nowadays are all being sent to allegedly thwart terrorism, and it's all caused by the arms industry that sells those arms. Here's another article I thought was interesting. Outsourcing. The IBM laid off 20,000 older Americans in the last 5 years, a new investigation revealed. That doesn't sound too bad, right? However, they sought to import 37,000 foreign workers to take those U.S. jobs. And this was an article from Mother Jones there. It revealed how 60% of Americans that were laid off by IBM in the last 5 years were workers of over the age of 40. So these are, you know, middle Americans, not even my era, you know. But again, when you lay off these people like that, you lose apartments, homes, cars. Families divide, and these corporations don't care. It's all out to make profit, and they do that because they can pay these foreign workers a smaller wage. And so that's why you see the massive influx of whether it's Hispanics or anything like that. It's because these big corporations don't want to pay the U.S. Americans, and it doesn't matter whether you're white, black, green, orange, or whatever color you are, whatever religion you are. They don't want to pay you a workable and a wage that you can pay your bills, make savings in the bank. They want you totally in debt all the time. And you can look that up with the was it $16 trillion in credit card debt? People are living from paycheck to paycheck. The IMF says that most American families are within $400 of a collapse, so all it would take is a refrigerator going out or a car repair to basically bankrupt a family nowadays. And with that, you know, you're supposed to be inundated with these TV commercials to go out and buy this product, get a second one too, but of course pay the extra shipping and handling, buy, and there's no money to do that. And then they got all these restaurants and stuff that are opening up their kiosk because they're firing the employees that used to do the cashiers and stuff, and you check yourself out. Well, eventually get to the point where no one can afford anything because no one will be working. And so what do they talk about? Well, it's universal basic income. That's so these people can sit around and say that Obama's going to buy me a phone. So they can sit on their butt and collect welfare, basically. Although that has worked in some areas in Europe there because some people have taken that, I think, $2,500 a month they get, and they've, as an entrepreneur, they have invested into some kind of a product to where they could sell it, making it from their home, and they went into a small business with it. And those are the ones that are smart. The other ones would, like I say, would sit there and say, hey, I've got $2,500 here, you know, just given to me. I'm going to go down to the casino, and I'm going to see if I can win more. And of course, they don't, and they become wards of the state even more. And I don't think people are realizing how they're getting socially engineered here. There is some conflicting stories on this. It hasn't been proven yet, but it's been said that Iran has stunned its enemies by moving ballistic missiles into Iraq within easy striking distance of Tel Aviv. And of course, this is an Israeli report, of course, which claims new images confirm that Iranian surface-to-surface missiles facility is also in Syria, too. These two reports have no mention, of course, of what idle missiles have been placed hundreds of miles away, or the fact that over that of shooting children, women, and men, emergency service personnel, or journalists dead over in Gaza. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9222.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. One more story here, and I'll pick up a... do I have a second caller? No, Rick. I'm getting confused. Anyway, hang on a second here. The Israeli foreign minister announced Sunday its rejection of the United Nations Human Rights Council's decision to establish a commission of inquiry into the massacres of the Israeli occupation forces against civilians in the return marches of in Gaza Strip. Could you imagine if you had to go to a court and say you had a sheriff show up to your house with a subpoena or something like that? You said, I don't recognize that. Get off my property. You know where you would be. Rick in Arizona. I think I'm right here. Good evening, Rick. Hope you're having a good evening.
Yeah, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, stud.
You know, we're hearing a lot about this basic income, you know, and in my opinion, this is just false hope. And because this country doesn't like to just give you money, you have to go through hoops. You know, if you're on food stamps, you got to go through and fill out the paperwork. They keep track of you. You got to bring in your you got to bring in your work stubs. If you want Medicaid or something like that, you got to go. You know, they want to keep a file on you, and you got to go see a social worker. In this country, I just don't see it happening. It works other places, but this country is so hung up on the bureaucracy between, you know, the government giving you the money. It's got to go through the hands of all the government workers, and they got to file. I mean, it's just
it's corporatized.
Think it's just false hope. It's just, you know,
yeah. Well, it's like
whatever you want to call it, they're just gonna.
Well, I was going to say, Rick, like over in Europe when they talk about the free health care and everything like that, but yeah, but taxes are like 47%. You know what? It might be worth it, though, to know that even if you're being – I mean, everything we buy is taxed anyway, you know, legal, that is. But anyway, but you imagine, though, that whenever you wanted to go to a doctor, you just go. I talked to a guy over in Spain that told me that their medical insurance that they have even covers them if they're driving to work or something like that, regardless of the automobile insurance, that they are covered with full health care versus America.
Well, that's
that if you get hit by another driver and they don't have insurance, you're screwed.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's true. You know, but back in the day when you had a job, I used to have a job and I had health insurance. If I did, if I had a car accident, my health insurance would cover it, you know. But as far as, you know, this basic income that Zuckerberg threw out there a year ago, that's just false hope. They're just, you know, they're just throwing you bones. They'll never get away from all the bureaucracy it takes for you to get to give you a subsistence existence, you know.
And that's why, Rick,
it's not going to happen here.
Rick, I'll tell you what. All you got to do is Google or whatever browser you use, DuckGoGo or whatever like that. Use your favorite browser and look up the tent cities in Los Angeles, Portland, Seattle, and see how big they're getting. And then if you want, find the locations they're talking about and then go on to Google Earth and see them on Google Earth and realize how big they have gotten. They don't care about you.
Well, it's true. They don't. And there's it's much easier in California where the weather's nice if you're young and healthy just to live off the land, you know, scrounge through the garbage, get by, because the rent alone is going to kill you. You know, I mean, it's so much easier just living in a tent if you're young and healthy. When you get older, you can't do that. But,
right.
You know, and in San Francisco, I mean, we have all these homeless people in San Francisco, but you'd be surprised how many rich people are living homelessly in San Francisco because the weather's nice, and they don't want to part with that rent money every month. There's a lot
right.
of people, I'll bet, that are trust babies, that are drug addicts on the streets of San Francisco, that they just live on the streets, and they're rich, but they just don't
right.
want to pay the rent. They're too cheap. You know, that's the way the hippies were. If you remember the hippies, those were rich Jewish kids who came from wealthy families, and they wouldn't even buy shoes. These people were so cheap, they would eat food off a plate that people left behind, like outdoors at McDonald's. And I won't be surprised. A lot of those people in San Francisco that are taking a dump on the street are way richer than anybody that listens to this radio show.
Oh yeah. Well, that's just it, though. As I say, though, we're watching the systematic destruction of this country. I mean, all back through the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I never heard of any of this stuff. I mean, yeah, there was homelessness and stuff. There was druggers, you know, druggies on the street and stuff like that. But now when you watch, like on YouTube, you can go out there and Google these ones on tweakers. Just watch a video on tweakers, these kids flipping out, rolling around like some sausage on a hot platter or something like that after tweaking out on this marijuana laced with fentanyl. And again, you have to think that this is some other kind of a psyops, just like it was brought out here in another video I watched here, and it was highlighted on rents.com there, about how the CIA is the one that started this hippie revolution like that to get the drugs into the country. To get people hooked on them. And, of course, it's something that's lasting, just like, say, smoking cigarettes and caffeine addiction.
Well, organized crime has been bringing heroin into this country for years. After Prohibition in Chicago, when liquor became legal, the mob brought in heroin and hooked everybody on heroin. They gave it away through the city cab companies. They flooded it. You know, everybody, the heroin problem in Chicago was horrendous after the the CIA, in my opinion, isn't involved. This is organized crime that
Rick,
brings this in.
Rick,
and everybody's
Rick,
convinced that
Rick,
it's
Rick,
the
Rick,
CIA.
Rick, Rick. Yeah, Rick, that article I was reading there highlights the quotes from the CIA about how they were working with the mob to do this. And remember, during Prohibition, they even poisoned the alcohol, which killed 10,000 some odd Americans. And I believe this is the same. I believe this is the same premise now of this fentanyl-laced marijuana and stuff, is to cause a morbid fear of the drug to keep people hooked on big pharma drugs. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, fentanyl isn't as fentanyl is a lot of hype. I mean, a morphine is way more powerful of a drug than fentanyl. You know,
actually, I was on fentanyl for quite a while, 100 micrograms, something like that. And I'll tell you, those sure work, those patches you get. But they still gave you morphine at the same time for breakthrough pain. So, and nowadays, I mean, you can't get anything because of the addiction.
If you want to get rid of real pain, you need a morphine drip. Fentanyl won't do it.
Yeah.
Fentanyl will take the edge off of really bad pain. If you want to get out of real pain, a morphine drip will take you out of real pain.
Well, I know, but
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Yeah, because of the opiate problem in this country here, doctors are so leery now about doing anything. And remember, this has been brought out through justice courts that it was lobbyists, Big Pharma, and Congress who shut down the DEA to cause this, in which these doctors were paid $40,000 in perks to write those same prescriptions to make a people's hooked on this product. Because what does it do? It facilitates the law enforcement end of it because of enforcement of laws. It also does the hospitals, the drug addiction centers. It keeps corporate, and all it does is it makes the end user broke or dead.
Well, the country's getting older, so that's why we have a lot more people hooked on painkillers. I mean, people that are in chronic pain, there's no other answer for that other than painkillers.
Okay. Right.
I mean, half of Las Vegas has been hooked on these pills for 30 years because of the type of work that people do, the dealing day in and day out, and the repetition.
Right. Standing.
These pills are better. You know, if you don't have these pills, you're going to kill yourself from the pain.
Yeah.
I mean, half the country's old, and when you start getting pain, it's the only thing that gets rid of the pain is the pills, and you get hooked on them. You know?
Well, my doctor asked.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, Rick, before you go there, I want to say my doctor asked me what is the worst problem I'm having, and I said fatigue, because as you mentioned, when you're in pain 24/7, and they barely give you enough to get you by, because as one pill is dropping off, it takes another 12 hours, they say, to over the period of time like that. But the pills don't last 12 hours, so it's the fatigue, the constant sleepless nights, the pain, everything like that. And so every once in a while, yeah, you get to buy some pot, and you can smoke up a little bit on that. That helps you rest more like that. But the pain is always there, and so the fatigue makes it to where you're no longer productive in society. Otherwise, you'd be out doing things. So anyway, thanks for calling, okay?
Bye.
All right, my best to you.
Yeah, bye.
Where are we at here? Michael. Oh, okay. That's why I was kind of looking at that. All right. Well, hey, Michael, welcome back. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I'd try your hand now because you asked that, right?
Yeah.
Some of the guys talking about painkillers. I'm telling you, cayenne pepper knocks out everything. Knocks out heart attacks. It's all about blood circulation, right? And I know people talk about turmeric and all these different things, but I'm telling you, cayenne pepper is just the bomb. The reason I want to call back is one guy is talking about the Luciferian societies and all this kind of stuff, and people go, oh, wow, aren't they powerful? You know, Lucifer, the Latin name Lucifer, shows up in Isaiah 14 one time, and those that try to teach on Lucifer never read verse 16, Keith. It says, those that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee. You're going to start squinting your eyes now at what I'm saying. Really?
Right.
Those that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and say, is this the man that caused the earth to tremble? It's just an allegory about Adam. You know?
Right.
The name Lucifer was placed on Halel, shining one. Well, Adam was shining in the glory of God. He was the anointed cherub. Right?
Right.
He ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He wanted to be like the Most High God. And then Adam fell from being immortal,
uh-huh.
and became immortal. Adam means red in the face, blood. He was no longer a light being shining in the glory of God. He became mortals. And the second coming, or the coming of the Lord, is the reverse of that. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." The Greek word erchomai is a coming, present tense verb. It's the coming of Jesus is our transfiguration, spirit, soul, and body. Christians are duped and doped. "Oh, I'm born again, get to go to heaven when I die." You know,
I know.
I don't see that in the Bible anyway. You know?
No, I know. Well, that's like I say, with the reign of Christ for 1,000 years, of, like say, the sea giving up those dead in it, which means a restoration of life back on earth. And then after 1,000 years, he hands the kingdom back to God after the so-called second test there, in which God leads his day of rest. And, of course, that's paradise restored, where people are, you know, the original purpose of man was life here, everlasting life on earth. That's why the Bible refers to everlasting life. Didn't talk about being sent off as angels and stuff, but anyway, that's another story.
Right, the Bible's been maliciously, purposely, intentionally mistranslated. Let me read John 3:16 the way people think what it says. "God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not go to eternal damnation, but gets to go to heaven when they die." That's what people mm-hmm. think it's saying, right? If it's translated properly, okay, it should say, "God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes into him." The word "in" there is the Greek word eis, E-I-S. It's a process. Being saved, spirit, soul, and body, as 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says. "Whosoever believes in him should not perish," die physically, "but have the life of the ages." Every time in the New Testament the phrase "eternal life" shows up, it's always. I spent a whole afternoon one time.
Well, Rick, that's why when you listen to the scriptures there, where it talks about Methuselah and those that lived, or Noah, whatever like that, lived 930 or 900 and whatever some odd years, this was because of the premise of everlasting life. It's that which they had lost, and that's why God had set it down to 70 or 80 for might. Otherwise, we would live forever because our bodies constantly heal themselves. It just at a point there, it no longer does that because God has set those limits. Probably because of Genesis 6, 5, and
6. See, in 1 Corinthians 15:50, it says, "Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God." You know, Jesus said you must be born again to see the kingdom in John 3:3. Then verse 5, it says you must be born of the water and the Spirit. Okay.
Baptism.
To enter into. Now, you can see the kingdom, be born again, and never enter into, and that's why Christians are still dying. It will just open up the simplicity of Romans chapter 8. Oh, no, not Romans chapter 8 again. Romans 8:13, if you live after the flesh, carnal-minded Christians, you're going to die. But if you through the Spirit, you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Didn't Jesus say in John 6:49-50, your fathers in the wilderness ate manna and are dead. They physically died, everybody. But I'm the bread that if you eat, you'll never die. And then in John 6:666, it says that, you know, when Jesus talked about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, which is partaking of the word and the spirit, and I'm talking about fully dedicating your life to it, not a half-baked, part-time Jesus person. I'm talking dedicating your entire existence to the creator of the universe. Can you imagine it? Now, and because people don't do it, that's why I got a lukewarm, dead Babylonian church. Hebrews 13:13 says, "Let us go unto him without the camp." You're not going to hear that preached in the whorehouses of Christianity, because the pastors need that cash flow coming in.
Yeah, right? And that's Hebrews the same thing, 13, why they get tax exemption there, because the government allows this, because look at the amount of commerce. Once they start taxing churches, you'd see how fast things would drop off, I can tell you.
Yep. And when it says come out of Babylon, the Christian church wants people to think, oh, that's political Babylon. But no, if you read closely through Revelation chapter 18, it talks about the kings of the earth. Okay, that's political Babylon.
Right.
And then it says the merchants of the earth. That's economic Babylon. That whore is that religious system out there. Some people say, oh, it's the Catholic Church. I say, no, it just encompasses that whole monolithic death cult of Christianity that doesn't preach the true gospel of Jesus coming within us spirit, soul, and body.
That's right.
To reverse the curse that Adam brought into the earth.
Right. I mean, I cut you off here, but yeah, that's the premise, though, Rick, is that, see, people believe that they actually have to assimilate with some group or something like that to have God, and that's wrong. I know a lot of religions that have done that, that if you don't join our organization or if we kick you out of it, you're not going to be able to have God because we kick you out.
Well, they use Hebrews 10:25 to manipulate the people. It says, forsake not the assembly, but the Greek word there is different in Acts when they assembled. The Greek word is episynagoge, the high assembly, where Jesus had come up hither in Revelation 4:1. I'm not going to forsake those Christians that the Lord brings into my life that are looking for the deeper walk, a deep call with them to deep. I'm looking for the deeper essence of the presence of God, Jesus illuminating within me.
All right, Rick. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for calling back in again, okay? We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is on.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening on Frequency here with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. I got two other stories here that I thought was kind of interesting. Over in London, this mafia expert, Robert Savanio, was right this week when he said that it is Britain rather than Afghanistan, the south of Italy, or Nigeria, which is the most corrupt country in the world. The fact of the matter is the British public think that they have detached from the mafia problem and corruption. Yet London is the drug money laundering capital of the world, and 90% of the drug cash ends up in the U.S. and Europe via London. And I can only tell you, remember the HSBC and those guys that were caught for laundering hundreds of 800 and some odd billion dollars worth of those drug cartel monies. And again, they check all your transactions and stuff to make sure you're not doing it. But the big banks are the ones doing it. And of course, we know that who's doing it. It's this mafia created CIA, MI5, MI6, all this stuff. This is the old Indochina opium wars, which keeps the wheel turning. Another article there from over in Britain there, it says Britain's top broadcasters and communications providers this weekend are calling for the creation of a new watchdog to fight the rising tide of abuse and misinformation online. This is more of this move towards fascism and stuff where they're trying to shut down the social media. In lieu of that, Soros Democrats promised to shut down the First Amendment. And have you read that the Soros plan is to shut down their opposition? It is posted in a script there with the following description. It's with David Brock's confidential memo in fighting Donald Trump, originally obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, where it talks about democracy matters. The Florida donor retreat at this Turnberry Isle Resort in Aventura, Florida. But anyway, there's a link here where it talks about the Democracy Matters Strategic Plan for Action. And this lays out a plan to fight against democratically elected presidents against the United States. And this, like I say, this is led by George Soros. Anyone that was would sit down and read Title 18 and read the different nomenclature down below there would realize that this is subversion of the U.S. government. It doesn't matter whether it's Republican or democratically ran. Remember, as it said here, it would fight against a democratically elected president of the United States. So it's whatever who they want, the deep state, I guess you call it. But Soros should be in jail, as well as Maxine Waters and a few other of those whack jobs like that, you know. But why are these guys still walking around? You would think with today's law enforcement, I mean, if they're going to go after social media platforms and shut them down for whatever they're talking about, these people are actually talking and admonishing to overthrow the United States government. That's treason. And I just can't believe that people can't see this or demand from their law enforcement or like that, or their congressmen or Senate like that, to do something about this. Like I say, they're too worried right now about banning plastic straws. That's the main important thing. Anyway, that's the end of the show here. Doug is up next. I don't know if he's live or not, but Black Mystic News Radio. Thank you for those in the chat room. Thank you, Kenneth, and your dog Tigger down there. All the listeners out there that make this show possible, and if you can help support RBN, do so. And we'll catch you next week there, and I'm going to let the puppies out. And I'll catch you next week. Take care, and again, thank you for joining in.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.